This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Polling has concluded peacefully for the assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry. Voters today cast their votes for the 126 seats in Assam, 140 seats in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry. Election Commission has said that Assam and Puducherry recorded the highest ever poll participation today. Assam registered 85.38% voter turnout, while Puducherry recorded 89.83% voter turnout. Previously, the highest poll participation in Assam was 84.67% in 2016 assembly elections, and for Puducherry it was 86.19% in 2011 assembly elections. In Keralam, 78.05% voter turnout was recorded. Maximum 80.89 polling percentage was witnessed in Kozhikode district. In the by-elections held in Bagalkot in Karnataka, 68.70% voting turnout was recorded, while in Davanagere South, 68.55% was witnessed. In Nagaland's Koridang Assembly constituency in Mokochung district, the polling percentage stands at 82.21%. In Tripura's Dharmanagar seat, 80.04% voting was recorded. Counting of votes for Assam, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Union Territory of Puducherry will take place on the 4th of next month. The Election Commission in a statement said that as part of the International Election Visitors Program, 38 delegates from 22 countries witnessed the poll proceedings today. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while addressing Parivartan Sankalp rallies in Haldia, Asansol and Suri today, termed the ongoing West Bengal elections as a crusade to restore the state's former glory. Supporting BJP candidates, the Prime Minister asserted that while the rest of the country progresses rapidly, the Trinamool Congress has pushed Bengal backward. He claimed that after decades of decline under Congress and left rule, the TMC has further devastated the state through corruption, specifically citing its failure to make Bengal self-sufficient in fish production and the rise of coal and sand mafias in Asansol. Trinamool Congress Chief and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee today asserted that her party will emerge victorious in the upcoming elections despite the BJP's alleged attempts to capture Bengal by deleting over 90 lakh names from the voter list through SIR. Addressing a public meeting in Minakan in support of candidate Usharani Mondal, the Chief Minister claimed that names of people from all religions and communities were removed. Electioneering is in full swing in Tamil Nadu, with star campaigners, senior BJP leaders and union ministers Piyush Goyal, Dr. L. Murugan, state BJP's former leader Annamalai are wooing voters for the NDA alliance. AIADMK leader Edappadi Palaniswamy, DMK chief and chief minister of Tamil Nadu M.K. Stalin, Udayanidhi Stalin, Sengottaiyan, Premalata Vijayakanth, Dr. Anbumani, Kanimuri and many others are crisscrossing the state garnering votes for their parties. The evacuation of all tourists stranded due to a landslide between Lachen and Chungthang in North Sikkim was successfully completed today under the Operation Himsetu launched by the Indian Army's Trishakti Corps. Special buses and vehicles were arranged to transport tourists from Taramchu via Chungthang to Gangtok. After the operation, Minister of Social Welfare, Mr. Samdup Lepcha, met officials of the Army and the Border Roads Organization and expressed his gratitude for their continuous efforts. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar today said that the partnership between India and Mauritius has witnessed remarkable and substantive progress in the span of just over a year. In his statement to media in Mauritius today, Dr. Jayashankar highlighted that during the state visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Mauritius in March last year, the two governments jointly agreed to elevate bilateral ties to an enhanced strategic partnership. The External Affairs Minister reached Port Louis, Mauritius earlier today to participate in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference. In IPL cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders have set a target of 182 runs for Lucknow Super Giants at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. In reply, Lucknow Super Giants were 152 for 7 in 18 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Kolkata Knight Riders scored 181 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs. And with that, we end this news bulletin.